I got this hope that he was exaggerating the truth to scare us. I shot a glance at my mom. She just sat frozen in the chair, like she was determined not to show any emotion. I couldn't read anything from her at all. Extortion. Jail. No college. I couldn't even get my brain to consider the words that were banging through my head. So? Chief Bowen leaned into the table and spoke in a low voice. This is critical. I need you two to tell me that the caller wasn't either of you. The peaceful grin on his face floated in front of my eyes. Something about it was making my stomach knot up. Allie broke in with a shaky voice. What makes you think it was any of us? He cleared his throat. Normally, in this type of situation, it's me asking the questions, not you, he said softly, jerking his eyes to the door like the other officers might hear him. But I'm not out to make criminals out of the kids my children were raised with, all right? He leaned in like he was telling us some big secret and doing us a huge favor. I got a call from the Creeds about an hour ago. They were calling from the ball field and said Sylvia had just taken a phone call for them to go there. The caller was supposed to give them some information about Chris and told her not to call the police. When they got to the ball field, no one was there. They called me from their car phone. I sent Tiny to check out the ball field and told them I would meet them at their house. I pulled up right behind them, and the Richardson kid was coming across the street toward your house, Allie. He was out of breath. He's not from these parts. He sat up straight, took a deep breath, then leaned into us again. Now, I can't help it if the two of you have decided that he holds some sort of charm. We think it was a little suspicious that a kid with a record 9 miles long is in the neighborhood just when all this is happening. He denies having broken in. He could be lying. He could have broken in. Mrs. Hofstetter, the elderly lady who lives next door to the Creeds, came out and said she saw Tori and Beau Richardson come out of your house and stand on the curb, Allie. They were having a conversation and staring at the Creeds' house. Was anything missing? My mother asked. Sylvia doesn't think so. We think the kid probably wanted to break in and didn't have enough time. He was either running back from the ball field or looking for a way to break in and wasn't finding it. Her other two children claim not to have seen or heard anything. So breaking and entering is not an issue, but this phone call is. So please, tell me it wasn't either of you. He looked that way again, kind of smiley. I got his message this time and almost got sick. What? You want us to pin it on him? I jerked my thumb at the door. Chief Bowen's eyes widened a little, but his little smirk didn't disappear. I want you to tell me it wasn't you.